This is an Audio Dice Network Podcast.
Familia, tradición, progreso y la libertad de soñar en grande es el centro de este musical llamado American Mariachi. Divertido, ameno y de gran corazón. Una joven llamada Luche está decidida a formar un grupo de mariachi, pero es la década de los 70 y las chamacas no pueden ser mariachi. ¡Oh, sí! Mucha risa, encanto y música mariachi mientras las muchachas se esfuerzan por formar una banda. American Mariachi en el Alabama Shakespeare Festival del 27 de julio al 21 de agosto. Presentada en inglés con canciones en español. Entradas en asf.net o marcando el 334-271-5353. American Mariachi, escrita por José Cruz González en el Alabama Shakespeare Festival del 27 de julio al 21 de agosto.
Buenas, yo soy Félix Montelara y nos encontramos hoy con el cast de American Mariachi. Wow, I almost messed that one up. American Mariachi. I'm a little bit nervous. I gotta say, I'm a little bit Star Trek. I really love watching you guys. It was an excellent, excellent play. Y nos encontramos con Lucy Godínez.
Right there.
Lucy's Bully, which was awesome. Lucy, you were a Man of La Mancha in Dallas?
I was. Yeah, I just finished doing Man of La Mancha out at the Fulton Theater in Pennsylvania. And I had about a week between finishing that up. I drove back to Chicago, donde vivo, and then I came out here to Alabama. So yeah, I just am on the heels of doing Man of La Mancha. Very different from American Mariachi.
Yes, and then in Montgomery, Alabama, huh? You gotta love it, right?
Oh yeah. So
I'm gonna skip Ajang and I'm gonna go to Melinette Payares. Okay, Melinette, you're from New York City. You were in A Chorus Line, West Side Story, and In the Heights.
Yes.
So you're
quite a few shows. Yeah, I'm currently the understudy here on this show. So if there's any emergencies and somebody's sick, I will call in. Lucy and I had a great experience in American Mariachi in Chicago, where we sort of had to swap a few people because of an emergency, and I got to go on and close the show alongside her.
It was really fun.
But yes, love this industry. I love this adventure that is this play. The story that we get to tell, it's an honor to be a part of this production.
We're going
to
expand on that one. I want to go to Ayang Yaya Vasquez Lopez. So you got to tell me about yourself. In an elevator speech, who is Ayang Yaya Vasquez?
I'm online as the Makeup Mariachi. I'm an influencer. I do lots of educational reels, like for pronouns and about gender identities and whatnot. I used to play in Mariachi Arcoiris in Los Angeles, the world's first LGBTQ mariachi. And that's where I learned a lot of my mariachi skills. And I came to American Mariachi because I had a gig with the music director one day, and she was into me and she was like, hey, do you want to come out to Alabama? And that's the next leg of my journey here. And I'm glad I did it.
Oh God, we're
so glad. That's great.
Tell me about your experience being at the Shakespeare Festival in Montgomery, Alabama versus other places, Chicago, New York. Tell me a little bit of, you guys take your quick turn there. How different is it or how similar it is?
Okay, I can speak for myself. It's very different. I think there are a lot of advantages, I think, to being here and to being able to do this show here. I think for a wider audience that maybe is not as familiar with Chicano identity and with mariachi and Latino culture, Latinidad, it is exciting to get to be here and to kind of like introduce those themes through our play to folks who may not be as familiar with those things as folks maybe are in Chicago or in Dallas. I mean, that's one thing that I know I'm really grateful to be here for.
Yeah, I would say the same. Like, it's really interesting. I mean, I've never even traveled farther than like the Midwest. Being here in the South and doing this whole production about my work, my lifestyle, mariachi, for the last couple of years. It's really interesting. And I'm honestly blessed to like share it with just new people that maybe have never even seen a live mariachi in their lives. maybe getting them interested and like searching more about it.
Even on educational aspect, comparing this production to ours in Chicago, where we might have had a more percentage of Latino audience members and our the little blurbs in Spanish in the play might have landed a specific way, there's still jokes that land the same way here. It's still heartfelt. People can relate to the story. And yeah, it might land a little differently, but we're still receiving all the love and all the laughs and all the claps. So it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in the audience and it did not land differently. People got it. And I was surprised. I was very pleasantly surprised. But I was watching folks and watching their reactions because you guys are absolutely correct when it comes to that difference. And I was like, are they gonna get the jokes even when somebody gives, you know, a word in Spanish? Because the integration of the Spanish and English here, I thought was very, very well done in the sense that people can understand the gist of the things going on. You know, it's like when Latinos go to Catholic Mass and we have a padre that he speaks English and then we'll have people read the first and the second reading in Espanol and then he'll do the liturgy in English, right? But people get this. So I was really surprised to see that people literally were laughing at the proper time when they had to, which was pretty amazing. So congratulations for that. Tell me about your journey when it comes to your personal career and how do you guys get to American Mariachi?
So I auditioned for American Mariachi back in, I think it was June of 2019 in Chicago at the Goodman Theater. That was before COVID had hit and kind of altered the trajectory of our industry. We were supposed to be doing American Mariachi in March, April 2020 at the Dallas Theater Center. And then I think it was May, June of 2020 at the Goodman. Obviously, none of those things happened. After we got shut down in Dallas during the pandemic, we all went our separate ways, came back and did the show at the Goodman and started rehearsal August of last year. It's been a long journey. It's been about like over 3 years now that the show has been a part of my life. And there are folks in the show that it has existed far longer for them. This is definitely a play that can continue to be present in your life as long as you want it to be. It can be. The larger familia of all of the folks that have been a part of American Mariachi over the course of the last 7 years at different theaters around the country. It's very cool. So it's fun to just get to be a part of that familia.
Yeah.
On my end, I wasn't involved until last year. I saw a breakdown. They needed an understudy and I submitted a video. They asked me for another video. I said, sure.
Yeah,
ended up getting the offer for understudying at Goodman. Then I was just asked to come back. So
she's good at her
really
job.
Glad to be
she
here.
Is
she's good at her
she's
job.
She's the patron saint of understudy.
And yes. That's what happens. You're good at your job. You get asked back.
Thank you. Thank you. Honored to be a part of this team for sure.
Yeah, we're lucky to have her.
Yeah.
And for me, well, I had mentioned earlier that I met the musical director Cindy, who also wrote the arrangements for the show, the whole like workshop from the inception. I met her at a gig and we had a mutual friend and we played the gig and she really liked how I played. And she was telling me about this opportunity of American Mariachi, which I had seen in 2019, pre-pandemic. And that's actually where I got to know one of the cast members, Satya Chavez. We stayed in touch this whole time, and we were just so excited to see each other on that cast list when it came out. And yeah, now I'm here. It's insane. You know, a little LA girl coming out to Alabama.
I love it.
To the deep south. So let me ask you this. You guys are veterans when it comes to acting. You are a role model for a lot of Latinos and Latinas out there that will never see themselves speaking Espanol on a stage to an English audience, you know, an American English speaking audience. You know, normally I've been to plays, y if it's a Spanish, es un sitio donde se habla español, right? It's a Spanish speaking play. Tell me about the role that you play, which I think is importante in that matter, in getting the message out that we can be on the stage with our heritage, with our language, with our familia. Tell me a little bit about that.
From my own experience, I one of the most like pivotal moments that I can remember of being an audience member in the theater was the first time that I saw In the Heights when I was in high school. And I was seeing a professional production of In the Heights in the Chicago area. I was really kind of awestruck the entire time. And then especially once we got to the song in the second act, Carnaval del Barrio, and they all were like waving their flags. And they like, Alza la bandera, Juana. My jaw just like dropped. I wasn't like crying or anything. I just couldn't believe what I was. I'd never seen anything like that before. And I've never seen people waving a Cuban flag on stage like that before. I'd never seen people speaking Spanish in that way. And it kind of reinvented the way that I thought of musical theater, which is what I love to do, what is I'm most passionate about. And so I think about that a lot when we do this show, because there are so many times over the course of the last year that we've been performing the show where young folks will come up to us or we'll see kids in the audience and see them moved in like a very profound way by something that's arguably simple, but truly it's not. It is more profound, like you're saying, to see a reflection of yourself in that way on a professional on a big stage is very impactful. So it is not lost on me that that is a huge part of this project too.
Absolutely. Yeah, very much. Well, for me personally, a lot of what I do on the internet is based in Latinx representation. I represent brown, queer, fat, femme, trans people on like in the world. That is kind of like what I'm seeing it as here in the theater, especially growing up loving the theater. I was always like around. I played in pit orchestras. I was like ensemble, but I was never part of the main cast. And now like being in part of this cast, you know, and my own getting here in my own roundabout way, like through mariachi is just so unique and interesting. Somebody might see it someday, see me and be like, oh my God, like I could do that. Mm-hmm. You know, that is just so important.
Absolutely. Piggybacking off of I can do that. We witness the story of these women who learn a new skill that wasn't exactly encouraged at the time. And I mean, I think even now there's a struggle with it. In terms of claiming space, and especially as an artist in this industry, being able to tell this story and live it in our own terms. I mean, you came in but we learned but instruments.
All the mujeres in the Coronelas, all of us learned our instruments from scratch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
None of us had played any of these instruments before. Yeah. Even the veterans like Satya Chavez, who's done the show before
and has learned different
instruments. Yeah. She's learning La Trompeta for this production. It's very much out, like part of our experience with the show.
Being able to be that on stage, on and off stage, mm-hmm. I think it's empowering. And especially to fellow Latinos who are watching the show, fellow female Latinas. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
This has been amazing. I want to ask you one question, though, before we do leave. In the scheme of the world, do you think Latino power is going to take over?
Someone was saying, nuestra gente está donde queremos, donde quiera. Like, we're everywhere. We're everywhere and anywhere. Even in Montgomery, Alabama, there are Latinos here. I've seen our gente out at the IHOP. I see at the gym, everywhere, you know, and Latinos are make up for a huge percentage of purchasing power, especially in the arts and in entertainment.
Yes.
And yet we are some of the least represented and reflected folks on screen and on stage. Mm-hmm. We're here. And I'm so ready for this to be hopefully just like another step in a long journey for more Latino stories being told on stage and screen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A message that you want to get out, not only American mariachi, but in general, in your life, what is the message that you want to put out to people watching us? Because we do get a lot of Anglos that listen to my show. And that's what I do. I try to make that bridge so people mm-hmm. can understand that, hey, we really did not cross the border. The border crossed us. We are here. We're growing. We're having 4 and 5 kids per family versus 2, right, from the general population. And we will grow our kids. We will be here. We're not going anywhere. So personally, when it comes to that, what do you guys think?
But not only will we always be here, but we've always been here, right? For some of us, la frontera nos cruzó, right? Mm-hmm. Or some of us came here, or our families came here however many generations ago. Like, we've been here. We're a part of the fabric of this country. Like, our culture is celebrated. Whether or not the Anglos know that they're celebrating our culture or not, they are. Like, we are American culture. So I guess that's what I would say. We've always been here and we'll always be here.
Yeah. And from a trans, queer, Latina, femme angle, same. Like, queer people have always been here. Queer Latina people have always been here, and we always will be here. And the world needs to see us. Like, we deserve to be seen and embraced and loved, especially being queer and being trans and Latinas.
Yeah, be proud, be loud, add some banderas. We're here, not going anywhere, and we're going to keep telling our stories, and we hope that you can relate to them so we can sort of come together and celebrate everyone in this country.
Hell yeah.
Well, it's been my pleasure to actually get to talk to you guys, and it's been really, really nice. Well, I have been talking to Lucy Godinez, who's Boli. We've talking to Ayan Yaya Vasquez and Melonette Payares. They are from American Mariachi at the Shakespeare Festival, and they will be going through August 21st, 2022. They have had a great, great, great time out there. I watched it. I recommend that you go watch it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Gracias.
Thank you, Felix.
Agua.
Agua. Agua.